The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Howdy, folks. Come on in to the Broken Yolk Cafe radio show. At Broken Yolk Cafe, we serve the best breakfast in San Diego, and we are not just saying that. We have won many awards for the best breakfast in San Diego, voted by the community. We have been on many television shows like Man vs. Food. And of course, we always serve some delicious meals with a bright atmosphere. Are you ready for some fun and some great conversations? Then stay tuned in to Broken Yolk Cafe Radio. Here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Broken Yolk Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. But the show's a little different today. We're not serving you anything to eat. We're going to haul away all your trash because I've seen your house, folks. It's filthy. We need to clean you up. We got Preston Thompson in the house, and this is probably one of the best success stories I've run into in a long time. God, this guy is only 18 years old, and he has got a junk and trash removal business that has got 5-star ratings everywhere he goes. Why? Because he learned from working at Broken Yolk, it's all about the customer. And with that being said, Preston Thompson, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great.
So how long did you, I was talking to Bill, you worked at the Broken Yolk, what, ever since you were a little kid?
Well, until I was old enough to have a, labor license through my school.
Right.
Because you have to get that
to work.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think it was 12 or 13 my school allowed it.
Wow.
I was mainly at that time a dishwasher.
Sure.
And then from there, I did a year of cooking.
No
and then
kidding.
Busser, and then once I got 18, I was kind of out of it, but now I was able to do a little bit of more waiter type situation.
So I got a sneaky feeling you learned a lot from working with Bill at Broken Yolk with the new business that you have today.
100%.
What's it all about? Customer.
Customer service is number one. That's the biggest thing. Billy, he really doesn't even know how to do anything on the POS system, if we're being honest. He'll touch your table. He'll come in hot.
Oh, yeah.
He'll let you know the new deals. He'll let you know about his whole family. He'll let you know about what Broken Yolk has to offer.
Yeah. And what could he do for you? Is everything good?
Yep.
You enjoy the food?
Yep.
But that's his forte, and that's great. He's
100%.
He's out working right now.
Someone's got to do it.
He's got stores all over the place.
Yeah.
But you took that mentality, you took that training, and you went into the trash business. What did you? Was it like,
crazy, dude?
Everybody's got trash. Why not take care of it?
And that's what I saw. So like the big thing is I was trying to get out of the restaurant industry, not because I hated it, just because I wanted to do my own thing.
Right.
And I wanted to try something while I had some time on my hands because I was homeschooled.
Sure. Oh, okay.
So from there, I had a meeting with some of our family friends that were all like contractors in the construction industry. And I had separate meetings with them, and I pretty much said, what's one thing that lacks in your guys' industry that you need help with in a
right.
way? And they all said the same thing at different times. They don't know each other. Like, they all said the same thing. And I was like, so if I get something going and I bring it to the table, like, would you hire me? He's like, they all said we would have unlimited work for you.
Wow. Yeah. And, well, because really when you stop and think about it, folks, anybody listening, look around your house. Go out in your garage. Go out in your backyard. Why? Because we don't throw nothing away. And if we do, we don't throw it any farther than the backyard.
yard. Exactly. You just move it backwards. If it's in your garage, then it goes into the house, then it goes to the living room, and then hopefully it ends up in the backyard.
Exactly. Yeah. Back in the Depression years, that was fine because everybody used everything. But today, that's not the case. What you're doing is you're degrading the value of your property.
Yep.
It needs to be clean. It needs to be not spotless, but it just needs to be clean. And I think the difference, and I, by the way, folks, I did read some of his Yelp reviews, and it's got nothing but five stars because he doesn't just come in, pick your stuff up, and leave. He sweeps. He blows. He picks up everything so that like, you wouldn't even know you had garbage there.
100%. The biggest thing with us that separates us from any other little guy company, big guy company, is that we are full service. So we come, you point to the items you want gone. My guys will come in and take care of it from you, even if you're in your robe. Doesn't matter. Just point. We'll handle it. And then after it's all gone, the place where the junk or trash was, like the surface, we will either rake, broom, sweep, blow, make it a flat, nice surface again for you to put nice
more
stuff on. More stuff. But stuff that's useful, not just sitting there an eyesore.
Yeah, but you know there's always people going to be.
Everyone's got a garage they need cleaned out. If you got your garage that you need to be cleaned out, we'll come. And then we take all the stuff, and then we'll sweep the garage out.
Right.
We'll blow the garage out instead of the normal companies that come and just take it and leave. And then you got to do the whole thing.
Right.
And
what's that rule of thumb? If you haven't used it in 6 months, it needs to go.
6 months is a good solid rule. Besides Christmas decorations is an exception for most people. I hear a lot of that. But other than that, 6 months, come on, guys. We got to get rid of it. Let's move on.
Okay, so let's walk down the path. Okay, I give you a call, and what's the number?
619-880-JUNK. Simple.
Simple. So I have you come out to the house, and I say, okay, here's what I want done. You evaluate it. You give them an estimate.
Mm-hmm.
And proceed.
Yeah, so I give free estimates, no obligations. You just text the number 619-880-JUNK. You can text photos, and I'll just give you a quote over the phone instantly.
Wow.
I am in a semi-radio talk show right now, guys, so if I don't get back to you for the next hour, don't get mad.
Don't get mad.
Yeah, just shoot over photos, 619-880-JUNK. I'll look at it, give you a quote back, and then figure out when we can come take care of it for you guys.
And that could be residential.
Residential.
Could be construction.
Construction debris.
Whatever.
If you got a broken down tree in your backyard that's cut up, ready to get hauled away. Yard debris. We do a lot of hoarding cleanouts for real estate agents. We do all different types of things. It's crazy. I did it backwards. I actually started commercial and then started to get into residential.
Oh, okay.
Which is not the usual case with most businesses, but...
So let me ask you this. What don't you pick up?
So pretty much, I don't pick up your husband. I don't pick up I don't pick up any hazardous materials, so no paint, no stuff like that. Just
no off-the-wall chemicals.
Yeah, but you guys already know that. If you have that in your house, then we should maybe get that checked out.
Right. And if you do go there, and let's say somebody's got 27 cans of turpentine or paint or what have you, you can at least say, look, I can't take it, but you can, and here's where you should
go. Exactly. And I do give that option to people. The biggest thing is that most of those drop-offs are Saturdays, and my guys don't work Saturdays. I give them time off.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's important.
They're family. Come on.
Of course. They got families. They got church on Sundays.
Right.
So the Saturdays is when people can do it on their own, and they don't need a big old dump truck like we have to take paint.
Right.
A lot of people don't even have work or anything on Sunday, so it's a perfect task or something to do.
Just
fun little side task.
Everything from a pickup truck to the trunk of your car. You know, you can do it because most people don't have that.
Exactly.
Give me some of the crazy stories. Well, wait a minute. We're going to take a break, and then I want to hear some of the crazy stories.
Oh, we got some great stories, guys. Get ready.
All right. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Broken Yoke Radio, but we're talking about trash. FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Oh, Brendan's not in there yet. No, Brendan must be out getting himself a bite to eat. So
he's
we'll
a big coffee guy, I think. He's probably out at Starbucks.
My wife just texted me and says, what about refrigerators?
Yeah, we do refrigerators. We do couches, mattresses, chairs, patio furniture.
Touches.
Everything you can think of. Yeah, coffee tables.
You name it. Anything.
Dressers.
Yeah. Anything that's trash, anything that needs to go.
Anything. And not all items get thrown away. We do work with Goodwill. We work with Salvation Army. We donate.
Gonna ask and then you about that.
Some things like dryers, even any appliances we sometimes recycle, depending on the condition of them. So it all depends, but we leave that up to us. We kind of have like three main things: dispose, recycle, or donate. So
yeah,
it's going to a good cause. We're think green, guys.
Well, and that's exactly right. And like I said, and if you are going to donate it, you can donate it in the consumer's name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
I mean, it's not about you.
Yeah, I have before. I've given tax write-off receipts to people. It might not be for much, but everything counts, right?
Everything counts. No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome back. We took a break.
He got a pinkity drinkity at Starbucks.
And you weren't there. Where have you been? What are you doing?
Busy at the radio station. What can I say?
Oh, as long as you're working hard. We're going to haul you away as trash.
Yeah, put him in the clean sweep truck.
Hey, that's a good tax write-off right there.
Let's put him in the... Hey, we could sell him by the pound. We'd make a fortune.
Oh, man.
And you had 200 pounds.
Don't say nothing. You got eggs today.
Oh, you got eggs.
FM 96.1 AM 1170. The answer. All right, folks. Welcome back. You're listening to Clean Sweep Radio. They do junk removal. You name it, they haul it. Super energetic group of guys. Preston Thompson is president, CEO, and he's here today. And we're just talking about, you know, the thing that you probably bugs the heck out of you the most, and that's unnecessary trash, from weeds to, you know, piles of weeds to trees to furniture. You name it. Anything you don't want, Clean Sweep will definitely take care of it for you. What was that number again?
1-619-880-JUNK. J-U-N-K. Simple.
Simple. And he's already panicked because he's on radio for an hour. He's afraid somebody's going to call and he's going to miss taking care of your customer. 5-star rated. I've seen a few of his responses from customers. And the thing I like about what Preston does, he doesn't just pick it up and leave. He picks it up. He sweeps. He cleans. He blows. In other words, the area that he was picking up, when he leaves, you'll never know anything was laying there. And that's what we want. And to support a kid 18 years old with this type of mindset, and we can give Broken Yoke a lot of help with that, because he started out fairly young, working in the restaurants, and Bill was nice enough to hook me up with Preston, and you know, and that's the kind of folks that you want. So let's talk stories. What's the craziest story you ran into, and what did you have to clean up?
So pretty much, I would say this one was to the point where I almost needed a hazmat suit. It was a hoarding job. So this person, I didn't know this existed. I've heard of stories. I've heard of pictures, seen pictures. And then I saw it firsthand in front of me. And when I say it left me speechless, like how this person
lived,
could walk, like they had an aisleway from their door only to the bedroom. There was the kitchen aisle. There was kitchen was closed off. There was, I wish this wasn't a radio talk show in a way so I could show you guys photos of what it looked like. But let me tell you, I was walking upstairs because I kind of was taking a look at everything before we started.
Sure.
And I would say 6 to 8 rats just kind of in different spots around the house. I saw would just crawling around, and they were like part of the home, because they would be crawling around, just stop, kind of look at me. Like they weren't scared.
No.
It's like they've been there for a long time and like, this is my house. Who are you?
So the whole house is full of everything.
Oh, yeah. And then, I mean, it was bad. Like there would be food out on the countertop that had you know what on it. And
no.
Just completely has been open for the last 3-4 months, but she has no way to get to her kitchen because there's so much trash piles.
No kidding. So, but you don't judge.
I can't, no.
You
like,
just
at the
walked
end of the day,
in and you went to yourself, OMG.
Yeah. And there's a kind of a point where I know what to take and what not to take. Any personal items like family photos are all left behind in a separate box.
Right.
I mean, we're trained enough and experienced enough to know that people want to say, yo, this all needs to be on. And I say, okay, 100%. Then I go in and I pretty much take everything. If there's any important documents that I know they might need,
well, because all they left forget. Behind.
They've, oh,
they don't
she
know
hasn't
what's
seen
in.
Him in 5 years.
No, five,
yeah,
10 years.
Oh, it's bad. It's really bad. I mean,
so
I was,
this particular account, you walked in, you gave them a quote,
yep,
they agreed.
Yep.
You did your job.
Yep.
What did it look like when you left?
Oh, I mean, it looked like a brand new house. So the reason I got called was because of a real estate agent, and they were trying to sell the house. You can't sell a house like that. I mean, if someone was to walk into that place and try to buy it,
they're not going to buy it.
No one would buy it. Yeah. No one would walk in. You can't even walk in. There's stuff in the way.
Wow.
But pretty much they wanted me to come handle it all to get it all cleaned out so it could get ready to get put on the market.
How long did it take you to do it?
That one was pretty much from 8 a.m. all the way till 4 p.m. and some the next day. I mean, we charged off the trailer load in that situation, so we didn't know what it was going to be by the end of it. We're like, yo, this is how much trailer load cost. We're going to fill our trailers up until we can no more.
How many trailer loads did it take?
It ended up being about 5.
No,
yeah,
kidding.
But like, if you know how big our dump trucks are with our company,
but
clean
you did
sweep,
it in a day.
It was like a day and a half. A lot of
That's
it was
insane.
The day, the first part of the thing was just kind of getting it all outside, getting it hauled off.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it ended up being more of like the cleanup and kind of like the little small miscellaneous.
Yeah.
Like trash
and
kind of
going
ground.
Through and making sure there's no yep. collectibles or yep. personal items.
100%. If it's more of if we can see it, because a lot of it was boxes full of just stuff that like we're not organizers.
No.
We own a trash removal company, so we're not here to organize trash.
Right, right.
So
right.
it's like if you're telling us to get rid of it, we're going to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And this stuff was like, I mean, I was seeing like some of her. Like, they even had me open the fridge and take everything out of the fridge that was in there, the freezer. And, like, I saw stuff from, like, 2010.
No.
Oh, I don't even know how that's possible. Like, there was mayonnaise bottles that were black.
You know, you're going to have to write a book. You're 18, dude. You got to start a diary.
I started this company 8 months ago, and the stuff I've already seen, I mean, I've had some wild stuff I've had to take, and it's just, like, I don't even get how people get it in the first place.
Yeah, I know.
But
it consumes you. I'm telling you. I mean, it truly consumes you.
Yeah.
My wife and I were talking. We've been in our house 24 years. Mm-hmm. When we walked in, it was empty.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when we walk in now, there's classic radios. There's M&M, you know, figurine. I mean, mm-hmm. dude, my house is full.
You're a collector, though.
But I'm organized.
Exactly.
And I have a housekeeper comes every 2 weeks. So I make sure the place looks good. But I'm a collectible person.
Can you walk to your kitchen?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
I can even cook in it. That's
wow.
how cool
wow.
it is.
Wow. Well, yeah. Lucky you. She couldn't even make it to her kitchen.
Wow.
And her bedroom. So the side of her bed was the only place there wasn't something. Her passenger side of her bed, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Completely piled up with stuff.
So she had one little
One strip. And the aisleways that she had through her bedroom, through the hallways to her bedroom, where there was stuff on the floor, but you could tell it's been flattened over time.
From walking on it.
It was crazy.
Was she happy when you guys left, or was she sad that she lost all her stuff?
You know what? She was probably a little sad.
Yeah.
But if I was her, there's no way you could be sad with how it looked afterwards. It was like a dream to her.
Well, and like you saved a lot of her stuff that she didn't probably hadn't seen in years.
Oh, and she cried. Yeah.
I was going to say, I bet she
definitely
did.
She had seen stuff that she was like, oh my God, I totally forgot about this. Where did you find this? And I'm like, this right here was under your couch. This picture right here was in your left cabinet above your. And she's like, oh my God, I haven't been in my kitchen in 3 years. And I'm like,
oh my God. What?
And she has a pile in one of the corners of her living room where she throws all of her like to go food. She would get like Uber Eats, stuff like that.
And just throw it in the
and
corner.
And just literally grab the, like, she'd put everything back, you know, after you're done and just put it in the bag. And then would just swing the bag over her couch into the corner. And you just see a big mound of like just McDonald's bags,
you're
Burger
kidding.
King bags. Oh, it was insane. Were you blown away?
Were you blown away?
Because
you're pretty easy. You don't look like somebody that gets rattled very easy.
No, you're right. I don't get rattled.
That had to have shocked you.
This opened my eyes to what goes on behind a door. Like, if you pass a house, you have no idea what's behind that front door. Because her yard was great. There was no trash in the yard.
Really?
Like, she didn't leave the house practically, pretty much. Like, it was just, like, the trash cans were clean inside because she didn't use them.
She didn't use them.
Yeah, it was insane. It was insane. It was the creatures that were inside that like got to me. They had like burrows and like tunnels and through. I can't even explain.
And all the little critters. Did she have animals besides dogs, cats, or anything?
You know what? I don't remember.
Well, if they did, they got ate by the rats.
I was going to say they were friends with rats. If they had any, they were lonely. They could just go hit up Jerry and Barry.
I'm telling you. Clean sweep, junk removal, 619-880-JUNK. So we told that story, so yeah. Don't be afraid to call him because nothing is going to shock him.
Since then, I mean, I haven't had one of those come up in like a few months, which right. I'm good and I'm glad, but I'm also like that are some of the best jobs because it changes people's lives.
Yes.
She's able now to sell her. I think she sold her home. I think I checked back because I was still in contact with a real estate agent. I do work for him still. I think she ended up selling for like $1.3 million.
And like, she would never even have got half a million.
Yeah, and she paid, I think, like 300 something thousand. So she would have never been able to sell it. She would have never been able to get a buyer in there if I didn't come. So it's like I'm helping her life.
Wow.
That's what pays my bills too, is her.
Sure.
And it got paid through escrow. So it was like it didn't even have to
didn't even
affect
come out
her.
Of her pocket.
Exactly. She was like, I'm getting $1 million in equity taken back into my bank account. I'm willing to give you a few thousand to help
me out. I mean, hello.
Yeah. It was pretty wild.
You're only 18 and you got some of the best stories on the planet.
I'm trying to make more, but
you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah, of course.
And San Diego County, anywhere in San Diego you won't go, or do you go everywhere?
No, pretty much all of San Diego County.
East,
I help
south, north, whatever.
All of it, anywhere anyone needs help, I'm willing to help them out.
Right.
It's pretty much all the central San Diego is where we mainly get most of our work.
Right.
But we have those one-offs.
But if you're
around.
A construction company,
oh yeah,
and this is a missing link from your, you know, from your toolbox, this is a great deal because all you have to do is contract with Preston, set a rate, and then Preston doesn't care if you charge more.
I go to all your projects.
Yeah.
Exactly. The big thing with contractors is they're tired of dumpster fees. And they have to take off their highly paid electricians, highly paid plumbers to go load the dumpster. A dumpster doesn't come with people to load it. So you're taking your guys that you're paying $80 an hour for when they should be doing their electrical and plumbing
should
and their carpenter and stucco. They should be making you money and finishing your job quicker. Now you're having to send them, yo, can you go load your dumpster? And like at the end of it, you're paying $1,000+ for a dumpster when you could just call me. My dump truck comes with guys, comes with all the equipment. Your guys stay busy doing their work, and we take all your piles of demo, debris, and we sweep up after ourselves, rake the project up. So it's a brand new project after we're done.
See. Yeah. And I mean, anybody that's in the business, if that doesn't make perfectly good sense to you, I don't know what it is.
And I've calculated it with contractors, and the long run, even in the mid run, ours. Operation compared to dumpsters, way more efficient and cheaper.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
And we're one call away and we'll show up anywhere ready to take care of it.
That's amazing. Clean sweep, junk removal, 619-880-JUNK. We're going to take a quick break. And who knows what we're going to talk about next right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, this is the Broken Yoke Radio Show, but today we're talking clean, sweet junk removal, 1-619-880-JUNK. You name it, they'll haul it. All you have to do, throw out a couple more. This is Preston Thompson, by the way. Throw out a couple more of those little jingles that you've got.
Call today, and we'll haul it away.
I mean, like that.
No job too big or small. We do it all. We've had jobs where are 10 grand worth of stuff, and we've had jobs that are our minimum, which is
$149. $149, that's it?
Yep.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's our minimum. It goes up from there, but, I mean, you can get a lot out for $149.
I know. So, Broken Yoke, kind of where you cut your teeth?
You know what? Broken Yoke, I love it. I cannot say any bad things about Broken Yoke, truly. I mean, if you guys have tried our food, you know that it is the best around.
Quality.
Everything is handmade, fresh every day by our amazing preps in the kitchen.
Wow.
I mean, our pico de gallo, all of our verde sauces, like everything is strictly made every day. And it shows it in when you taste it. That's the biggest thing.
And I like the fact that now you're over at, what, San Diego State, and you serve dinner.
So San Diego State is a one-off location that a lot of people don't realize it's there, because how often do you go on a college campus when you're around San Diego?
If you think you even can.
Yeah. So pretty much thing with San Diego State is it's like a kiosk system now. So instead of a waiter, there's no waiters, no waitresses.
Oh, really?
No servers, yeah. You go up to a kiosk, like a Rubio's type thing, and you order, and then they will call out your name, and then you come to the counter and pick up your food. And that's 8 to 8. So 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. we're open, because you know there's college students after they're done studying at 5 or 6. Yeah. They want to go get grub. We have a little few different menu options we added, so it makes it so that you're not eating pancakes at 8 o'clock at night. Hey, you'd be surprised, though. We are a lot of people love crepes and pancakes at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. It just about ruined Janet's in Alpine because they would serve breakfast all day and all night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from and for what would happen from 5 o'clock until 8, nobody bought dinner. They were buying breakfast.
Yep.
So all the dinner menu items that they bought ended up going in the trash.
Huh.
So they just quit serving dinner.
Yeah, and we don't, like I said, our 80% of the menu is still breakfast. It's just those few random things we throw in there to make it so that people have a little bit of a variety. Right. But San Diego State location's great. I mean, we are...
Is it working out?
Oh, it's amazing. We're teamed up with all the athlete programs there. So, I mean, we just had a great bowling tournament, actually, with the San Diego State basketball team before they went to March Madness.
Really?
That was cool. We ended up getting the finals. It was Broken Yoke versus Blender's Glasses in the finals. Both sponsors of the basketball team.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it was a pretty neat thing.
So how many Broken Yokes are there in town?
In San Diego, if I'm not mistaken, around 15.
15?
Yeah, 15.
And then out at, that's the reason Bill's not here. He's up at...
Bill is at La Quinta Broken Yoke location, and that one is about 2 miles from Coachella right now. So
just asking for trouble?
Oh, my God. Everyone gets... gets hung over the next morning and comes and wants mimosa flights, and that's what we have. So
what'd you tell me? You sold $5,000 worth of mimosa flights?
Yeah, last weekend in the morning. I mean, it was a great. It was like just mimosa flights alone. It was a few thousand dollars in mimosa flights.
So do you pick up their trash?
Hey, I've
working
actually
on it.
I've actually helped out the founder of Broken Yoke with some of his trash jobs. So hey, John. Big thanks to John. He's helped me with a lot of things in my life.
Yeah.
He's been a big, big motivator and mentor to me.
Well, the mentors are everything, you know, and then when you see how John runs his company, and I mean, you can't help but go the right way, you know, when you see people that, one, take care of their customers, quality food, and take care of their employees.
Oh, man.
Maybe not in that order. It could move it around as much as you want. I think they're all equal.
They're all pretty much equal. He encompasses every single one of those things, aspects.
Wow, that's
amazing. To the par. And I take all things he does and I try to implement it in my business.
Sure.
Because he started back in the 1976.
Really?
If I'm not mistaken. I wasn't around, but.
Of course not.
And now he's at, I think, almost 40-plus locations.
Wow.
So it just goes to show hard work.
40 locations?
It's at 39 or 40.
Jeez.
Yeah, I think they're about to be. We have another one we're opening in Palm Springs, Billy and Roy. And that one, I think, will be the 41st or 40th.
Wow.
It'll be open here in the next 45 days to 60 days. So if you're in Palm Springs, Broken Yoke.
Yeah, Broken Yoke.
Downtown.
And what a great name for a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
The Broken Yoke.
I tell my dad he's a broken joke.
So Bill's your dad?
No, Roy.
Oh, Roy's your dad.
Yeah.
That's where it came from.
Yeah. So
Bill's a partier. You learned to party from him, right?
Billy is the vice president of operations.
Yeah.
So he's the guy that makes things happen. He makes sure no customer leaves there unhappy with a frown.
Kidding.
He definitely turns it upside down if you know Bill.
Oh yeah, I mean you go in there. Once he shows up, hang on, folks.
Oh,
he's
going to
come over. He'll be in your face.
Your ear will be sore.
With a smile, and he'll be smiling from ear to ear.
Billy from Philly.
Yep, Billy from Philly. And he cleans the plates. I mean, he cleans the tables. There's nothing he can't do.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just like an employee from the
bottom
to the top.
I call him Bus Boy Billy.
Bus Boy Billy.
No, he's gained that name because if he sees a plate, Oops. It's his.
Yeah.
He'll tell them, hey, Buster, get away. This is my plate. I know. I'm clearing this.
Well, it's so funny, too, because when I was a service manager in the car business, you know, and I got to wear a three-piece suit. Thank God Billy doesn't.
I got to see you in a three-piece
suit. Yeah, I know.
Wouldn't
that be a trip?
Oh, my gosh.
But when it was come Friday, when people are getting their cars, I'd go back into the wash of a room and start washing cars in a suit.
Yep.
And all of the lot porters would look at me like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Dude, we got to get the cars out. We haven't got time. We got too many.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be a boss or an employee, you need to be a working boss and employee. Yeah.
Like I said, he's the hardest worker out of anyone there.
Right.
And if anyone tries to work harder than him, he'll work harder than that. And that's why he does what he does and is successful as he is as a combo. Like, I mean, I give props to my dad. He's got
where'd
a great Roy team.
Meet, where'd your dad meet him? Is that a good story?
Through a friend. He actually was a customer at our Broken Yoke in Rancho San Diego.
Really?
And he came in with his family, and then we knew him from a friend of a friend. We got invited up to Billy's ranch. Billy has a 400-acre ranch up in Del Zira with a shooting range, full bass pond. I mean, so many great things. And with that, we got invited up there one weekend. My dad saw how just hard of a worker he was for his family, for his ranch, for everything. And then
need you.
Yeah, he was going to through a time with his company where he just wasn't really enjoying it as much anymore and just wanted to switch things up. And then him and my dad started talking. My dad's like, I want you on my team. And then from there, it's been great. I think with him, we've opened 3 or 4 new locations with the help of Billy.
Yeah. Anybody else in the family? You got any sisters?
I do have a sister, a little sister. Shout out Taylor. I love you, Taylor. It's my little sister. She's 12.
All right.
Then I got a younger brother, too, who actually is at Coachella right now working.
Working his tail off.
He's working with my dad right now. Yep. He's he's 16. He goes to Granite Hills High School.
Little entrepreneur?
Yeah. Yeah. He definitely has got his own little mindset, too, going.
Got his little gig going as well.
100%.
That is phenomenal.
Yep. He actually went to Coachella last night, and I was like, aren't you a little young to be going to Coachella? He's like, I got off work, so Dad said I could go. It works out perfect. We close at 3, so he's got 3 to 2 a.m. to do whatever.
Oh, my goodness. He'll sleep good tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
He said it was too crazy. I don't know if he'll go back, he said.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I can't even imagine it.
Yeah.
So did you say you cooked at the restaurant for a little bit?
Funny story. Okay, this is a good story. So with Broken Yoke, we have another location in Yuma, Arizona. So Yuma is a sleeper of a town, let me tell you.
Yeah.
They actually have an international airport. No one really knows that. You drive by the airport and there's private jets everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because all the farmers come in from around the country or around the world. There's a lot of Chinese people that have land out there that create crops and they ship it back to China. It's interesting because all the climate.
Wow.
I didn't learn that until we started working in that environment. But I was 15 years old. My dad sent me out to Yuma, Arizona and put me as a cook at that location and was having me train grown-ass dudes in the kitchen, me being 15. And it was like, it was a pretty neat opportunity because, I mean, I was living in an Airbnb. I was working alongside Billy. Me and him would drive to work every day. He'd be in the front helping with the host, the servers,
and you'd
busers.
Be in the back,
and I'd be in the back with the preps and the cooks.
Slinging food.
Teaching them different meals, teaching them stuff like this that I've learned from John, learned from like the corporate location at PB. Kind of just relaying my training onto them.
So let me ask you this, because this just popped into my head.
Yeah.
When you go to a different location, and you've got 40 of them to choose from, do you kind of look at the clientele and have a menu accordingly, or does each restaurant have the same menu?
Nope. That is one thing with Broken Yoke. Every Broken Yoke you go to, it will taste the same, look the same, and be the same, and your service will be the same. That's the biggest thing.
That's the key. Well, it's like a McDonald's, but it's a full service.
It's way better than McDonald's.
Well, of course. But I'm just saying, you can go to Japan and get a McDonald's Big Mac, and then you can go to San Francisco and get the same Big Mac.
Exactly. We have locations in Idaho. Not us personally, but the Broken Yoke Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
There's some in Meridian, Idaho near Boise. There's some in Texas,
Wow.
Illinois. I mean, and you can go to both of them.
When you coming to Alpine?
Alpine?
Because you only got one breakfast restaurant.
We're looking, guys. You Alpine people have been bugging us up our ear. We don't want to go to Santee. We don't like Santee. We want us want our own hood.
Well, Santee's fine, but if you looked at the price of gas lately.
Santee's great. Don't get me wrong. Those are the best.
I love Santee.
The best people and the best support. Santee's great.
Just get there before 9:30.
Oh, yeah. Or you guys will see that everyone from Little League is in there wanting to get their lunch after their big baseball game.
Exactly. Or Sunday morning after church.
Yep, we have a big church.
Because if you
sunrise.
Get there before after 9:30, you're. But you know what? I got to tell you, the first time the wife and I went, and I think it was on a Saturday, and we got there about 9:30, and literally, I'm watching people as we pull into the parking lot, getting out of their cars and going into the restaurant. I mean, it was like, well, wait a minute, they just didn't just open the doors, but you were able to facilitate all of these people because of the size of the restaurant. And I looked at my wife and I went, this is the way to do it.
It's the best vibe in town. I mean, you don't get another breakfast place around that's playing music. They got the windows open, the bars popping.
And the waiters and waitresses are a hoot.
They're all got jokes they're cracking. Yeah. And then you have Billy from Philly running around. Coming to bite your ear off.
What do you have, a grandson or something with him?
Yeah, Rhett. He carries his grandson to the tables. This is Rhett.
Yeah.
And then Rhett's like, hi, guys.
And off he goes.
Yep. And then
amazing.
Next table. It's beautiful, though. But that's what you come for. I mean,
yeah.
You can ask anyone that goes to our locations, our six locations, and you just the same vibe between them all.
Yeah.
And you see Billy probably sporadically at different ones.
Yeah.
You can never catch him on a schedule.
Yeah. And you never catch him on a bad day. He's always happy.
Yep.
Baseball hat and a white shirt.
Yeah, he's either at the sorority house in San Diego State trying to do like a merch collab, or he's in Santee with Rhett doing table bounces.
Here, there, and everywhere. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more of Broken Yoke Radio, commonly known as Clean Sweep Junk Removal, 619-880-JUNK. All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Clean Sweep Junk Removal Radio, but it's actually the Broken Yoke Show. And we just had a nice segment on Broken Yoke. And it's interesting how businesses can actually mold and mentor the younger generation. Like Preston, he's only 18 years old. He's got a full-blown job with Clean Sweep. Customer satisfaction is by far his number one priority. He wants you happy. He wants you to get a good quality price for services rendered. And when he leaves, you want to turn around and say, wow, that was amazing. I don't have to go out. I don't have to sweep. I don't have to shovel. It's all gone. And he did a complete house. I don't know how many square feet it was. Did it in a day and a half, and you couldn't even go in through the house without through these little teeny aisleways. That's hard work. And it takes a lot to haul that much trash out of a house. And he did it. And when you get real estate agents that, you know, sign him up, and you get construction companies, because anytime a construction company or even a real estate agent has to do the cleanup, they're losing money. Truly, I don't care what Preston charges, you're losing money. And the only reason we haven't talked about price is because it's not about price. It's about the job.
It's the value we bring.
Right.
And everyone looks at it as like, okay, they're trying to find the best buck around. Well, the thing with that is you're getting a guy that has a truck with plywood walls in the back of the truck that has spray-painted numbers, no insurance, no coverage. He comes in, barely knows how to communicate with you. I mean, it's a whole operation that you get with your price. It's like the price you pay is the value you get.
Right.
And I mean, the surface that you'll see after we're gone is the original surface when we bought the home.
Right.
So, I mean, the garage cleanouts are a very popular thing for us. They just literally tell us, yo, we want our garage cleaned out. And I'm like, all right, we'll come and handle it. Just trust us.
Yeah.
We know what's valuable. We know what you want to keep before you even have to tell us.
Well, you scratched on something that we didn't talk about this whole hour, and that is when you're out shopping, you know, for a service to come do your clean out, you got to make sure they're licensed. Yep. You got to make sure they're insured. You got to make sure they're reputable. Because, like you said, anybody can slap a number on the side of a truck and say, I'm junk removal.
I mean, if you're Jerry that's got a pickup truck, you go to Home Depot, $80, you could have a plywood grid, cage attached to the back of your truck, and spray paint cans are $4. So,
and you're in business.
And you're in business. So as long as you drive down the road of the freeway, even where you were going to begin with, someone's going to call that number. Can you come pick it up? Yeah, I'll do it for $20. Okay, when they get there, they literally are you just get what you pay for.
You get what you
truly
pay for.
Yeah. I mean, they've never done anything like this before.
Right.
They're sloppy with their work. They're grabbing their stuff and they're slinging a hit in your walls when they're going through your house, and then they have no insurance or anything to cover it.
Right.
And now you got paint and stucco work you need to get done because your debris was. Happened, you wanted it gone, right? But now it messed up your home.
Yeah, but you didn't want it to leave a mark, as the old saying goes.
And he'll literally just block your number. He has no brand. As long as he got his
120,
$100.
Yeah.
And he's out of there. You never hear from him again. He's a ghost.
Well, it's like those guys that say, hey, you see a dent in your car at the Walmart parking lot. Mm-hmm. Hey, I can knock that dent out for you for $100 if you want me to do it.
I got a hammer and I got a flathead screwdriver. I'll figure it out.
And it's funny how he wants the money up front so he can go buy materials. And then you never see the guy again, right?
Oh, my gosh. It's like anyone can be a painter. I did painting in third grade, watercolors. No, you didn't. You don't know how to paint a house.
That's right. Trust me. You don't know how to paint a house.
Yep.
Well, and I think, and I always like to emphasize price. It's not about price. It's about what do you get for the price. And if you have enough referrals to choke a horse.
Yeah. And I mean, it speaks for itself. We're busy, booked every single day, and we have never had anyone complain about our rates because they know that when the job is done, they see what they're getting.
Right.
Up front, you might not see that because you don't know exactly what clean sweep junk removal is all about. It's in the name. Right. We literally do a clean sweep of all your junk.
Right. That's why
we do a clean sweep of your floors. We do a clean sweep of your dirt. We rake. Wherever the surface that we take junk from or trash from,
It
will be cleaner than it was 10 years ago
because
of that's part of our service. And it's a full service brand.
Do you take vehicles?
You know what? We don't. We've had people want us to take golf carts. The big thing is just the weight and recycling is
rough.
And
what are you going to do with it?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, we do dig junk removal. They're like, this is junk, though. I thought you'd take junk. And I'm like, yeah, a 3,000-pound golf cart. Yeah, I mean, it has no tires on it. It's on the rims.
Yeah, now I'm going to have to figure
it out. I'm going to have to grab a crane to pull it out from your backyard over your house to the driveway and then figure out how to get it into a trailer.
It's a trailer.
Hey, and for the right price.
Hey, well, price, you'll do whatever.
Yeah, I'll do whatever.
Yeah, if you argue with me, guess what? You'll get the job. Well, in vehicles, dude, there's a million places you can donate a dead vehicle.
Yeah, I myself have seen people and offered people to tell them, yo, you can go to Goodwill and
Father
donate.
Joe
Father's
Carol.
Joe Village. Father's Joe Village is a great one.
They're phenomenal.
The biggest around for donation vehicles specifically. That's what created their brand so big was just vehicles.
And boats and trailers and whatever. Yep. Yeah. So, but, and I like the fact that, you actually educate the consumer.
100%.
See, no is not in your vocabulary, which I hate that.
No.
Because if you say, oh, sure, I'll do it. Oh, sure, I'll do it. Well, maybe you were willing to do it, but how good are you going to do it?
And the amount of times I actually turn down jobs because
how
it's not the best fit. Oh, it's actually really important because to be able to say no to customers and them still call you back and you're like, please, and they're actually like begging for your service, it just shows what our brand creates.
Right.
I mean, I'm not on a radio talk show with a crappy brand and a crappy service. I mean, I wouldn't be allowed on here if that was a thing.
Well, without, dude, I'm surprised. Yeah. I appreciate that because, I mean, even though I do radio, I can do radio for anybody. And you're the first junk removal. And the reason being is the first time you were on with your dad, and that was kind of a side gig. I mean, we weren't really getting into it, but I was listening to the way you talked. I listened to how you handle yourself, and you did some cleanup here, right here at KCBQ.
Yeah.
Which you didn't have to do, but I mean, boom. You didn't say no. And that worked out okay?
Worked out great, actually. Just from me talking on this mic, and the guy saw through the window and heard.
He hired you.
He hired me. He's like, can you come remove some of the stuff out of our office? And I was like, I'm here right now. Like, I'll give you a literally in-person quote, shook his hand, and my guys are here the next day taking care of it at 9 a.m. So it just goes to show you that, like...
And if I was correct, I think our guy wasn't even ready still. He still had a lot more junk to put in there.
He had more, and he wants us to come back for round two. And and we probably will eventually, but I told him just to get a bigger pile so we don't have to come back a third time.
But see, that's what customer service is all about.
All about.
I'm surprised you didn't take Brendan.
I mean, I am 18, but I have the best junk removal service and fastest growing service brand in San Diego.
Without a doubt.
And the numbers and reviews speak for itself. Google reviews, Yelp reviews were 5 stars.
So you're not afraid of all them review things?
No, I'm not.
If you're afraid of review things, then you're not doing the right thing.
And the funny part is for the longest time, I didn't have it all set up, and I was still fully busy, booked every single day, multiple days out. And I didn't have a single review service. Wow. So once people saw me, they would refer me to their friends. They're like, oh my God, he did so well. And then I was doing their friends. And then the people would have more junk. 2 months later, I'd come back and do it again. They're like, I loved how you did it last time. And I didn't even need reviews. But now it's just kind of showing for the people on the radio that don't have the friends they're getting referred by.
Right.
They can read them. They can see our before and after photos. Right. That's a big thing everyone loves.
Oh, you do before on your website?
Yeah. I mean, on cleansweepjunkremoval.com. You guys, cleansweepjunkremoval.com is like where you can see all of what we're about. There's an About Us section you can read. You can see what we take. There's a list of stuff that we take plus more. But all you guys got to do is just send a photo of the junk you want gone to 619-880-JUNK, and I'll be able to respond to you instantly with a quote back over the phone.
And if you see his truck on the freeway, honk your horn.
Yeah, my truck, it'll be big, clean sweep, junk removal letters on it. It's a big dump truck, and on the bottom it says 619-880-JUNK. You guys will see it. When you know, you'll be like, oh, that's the one I saw on the radio. Now I get it.
And isn't it crazy what they're charging out at the city dump for your dump?
Yep. That's the big thing. I mean, people are like, oh, you know what? I'll do it myself. I'm like, okay, yeah, go do it with your truck and take 7 loads.
$75 a load.
Yeah, most transfer stations are at 90 to 95 minimum.
Are they up to that?
So if you take a truckload, you're going to pay $100 per truckload. And for some people that are like, oh, I'll do it on my own, you're doing 5 to 8 truckloads at $600 to $700, and you're having to do it 7 times trip, a whole Saturday and Sunday of working. I'm like, just call us. We'll handle it. We have a big dump truck for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
the problem I'm having, because there's a lot of people that don't want to use you, and they take their junk out into the East County and dump it.
You know what? Let them, because I know right when they do that and they see the whole weekend they wasted where they could have been hanging out with their family.
Yeah.
They could have
just called you and boom, be done with it.
Yeah, they try to do it the hard way, which I'm like, all right, if it works for you, get it. But I guarantee you, once you realize what we have to go through and why we charge what we charge and the value we bring, you'll be like, just call us. You'll be like, yep, I get you. Yeah, I'll call you next time.
That's right, because if you throw anything out and there's anything in that trash that has your name, address, they're coming for you.
Yeah, they don't realize. I mean, and we're pretty much the main three things we do. We either recycle what you give us, we either recycle what you give us, we either donate what you give us, or we dispose of it.
And
just you let us do with our expertise what we know, what we need to do. We sort it, we split it up depending on what it is.
Whatever it is.
I mean, shout out to my main project manager, Sterling. He's great. I give props to him because he's became a master at splitting things up, taking stuff to the recycling plant, taking stuff to Goodwill, and then disposing it if we need to at the end of it all. And he does a great job. And I want to say shout out to Sterling, because the reviews I've been getting back about him specifically from all my customers, I couldn't thank him
enough.
Stellar.
That's awesome.
He's great. And you guys will definitely meet him when he comes to take care of your house.
Yep.
He's a great guy.
Let's bring him into radio. I'm sure he's shy as can be.
I'm 100% going to bring him in next time.
All right.
He can tell you some stories, because I'm not always on the truck.
Right.
I do the back end stuff.
Yeah.
So there's probably stuff that he goes through on a daily, and he has no idea what.
All right. All right, folks, that was Clean Sweep Junk Removal, brought to you by Broken Yoke Radio. You get hungry? Hit them up. They're all over the county. Preston, can't thank you enough. Awesome.
Thank you all.
Awesome. 619-880-JUNK. 619-880-JUNK. Let him pull his back out, not yours.
I'll take all your junk. Just give us a call.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.